Students from across the country took part in an educational program last month called the Jason Project. It's named after the mythical hero who searched for the Golden Fleece. The goal of the program is to give middle school students firsthand experience with scientific exploration and research. From Hawaii Public Radio, Kayla Rosenfeld reports.
The closest most people will come to experiencing a red-hot lava flow is watching the Discovery Channel or reading about one in National Geographic. But for students studying with this year's Jason Project, Hawaii's volcanoes are the classroom.
Good insulator. So there's a difference of 200 degrees between the inner molten core of the lava toe and the actual surface.
On the lava flow at Kilauea Volcano on Hawaii, ninth grader Chris Hoffer spends each day walking miles alongside fresh flowing lava. He's tracking it with a palm-sized global positioning system. It's a handheld instrument used in conjunction with satellites to map the flow as it slowly travels across the hot, black desert toward the ocean. The data Hoffer gathers is compiled into ongoing surveys of lava activity on the island.
Every day we use our GPS units to walk around because it automatically tracks it through satellite signals. It'll basically triangulate your exact position on Earth. The more satellites you have, the better the signal is. So we just track around all this. Then when we get back to the lava house, we take our information off of here and load it onto the system called the GIS, Geographic Information System. And then we map the exact flow.
Chris is one of 11 students chosen to participate in the Hawaii Jason Project this year. It's part of an interdisciplinary hands-on curriculum for middle and high school students interested in pursuing science careers. This year's expedition to Hawaii takes students to study endangered tropical birds, native plants, and active volcanoes. Project founder Robert Ballard explains.
We're in a place that can't help but motivate and excite you. I think too many people think science is this sort of dull thing in a textbook that sort of you have to memorize and then burp back up for an exam. And I think what we want to do is show them that science is people in the field gathering information and that science is a work in progress.
Ballard is best known as the scientist explorer who discovered the wreck of Titanic 12 years ago. After that famous discovery, thousands of children wrote him asking to be part of his next expedition. Instead, Ballard created the Jason Project. The field research experience is offered only to a select group of student scientists called Argonauts, named after the band of Greek heroes who accompanied the mythical Jason on his quest for the Golden Fleece. A much larger group of students, nearly a million this year, follow along in daily television broadcasts of the expedition. Ballard's goal is to draw young kids into the excitement of scientific exploration.
You have to get them when they're in the fourth grade, when they love it, and keep them loving it. Because by the 10th grade, they're not loving it. So we're focusing on middle school kids.
During two-week expeditions like this one in Hawaii, each Argonaut is assigned to a single research site. A full camera crew is also stationed at each location to send daily broadcasts via satellite to students in regular classrooms or specially equipped auditoriums called Primary Interactive Networks, or PINs. Students watching from PIN sites can use web-based technology to interact with the Argonauts and researchers in real time. The Kauai Research Site is located hundreds of feet above the pounding surf at Kilauea Point Lighthouse. Argonaut Diana Vidal is working with albatross. She's looking for an identification band on the bird's ankles as they fly in and land on the green hillside. If one does not exist, she must catch the 20-pound albatross and wrap a band around its leg. Data collected on these birds becomes part of an ongoing study of albatross populations throughout the Hawaiian Islands. A ninth grader from the Bronx, New York, Diana says she's more familiar with concrete jungles and pigeons than lush green cliffs and tropical birds.
I come from the city and blue water? What is that? You know, it's just like you see all these things, birds, wow, stars, wow. And I just want to reach out to people as much as I can in the city and make them realize that, you know, this is a great thing, getting dirty, seeing water, you know, just like all these different things are just great.
Jessie Coleman is also working at the Kauai site. She's helping to plant native vegetation on the cliffs because alien plants have overgrown the region in the last half century. Groups like the Argonauts are needed to help replant the now threatened native species. Jessie's a ninth grader from Tampa, Florida. She says participating in the Jason Project has helped define her career goals.
From the first time I stepped off the plane onto the island, It was amazing. You get to work with the field researchers who know all about this, and they let you know just as much as they do. And it's actually changed the way I want to go. I want to come here and intern and go into the field of biology instead of doing law. Being hands-on gives it the spark.
More than 500 students from a variety of backgrounds apply to participate in each on-site expedition, but less than 30 are accepted. The application process is rigorous. Students must demonstrate an interest in science and volunteer work, write 2 essays, and because of their television responsibilities, take an on-camera screen test. Back on the Big Island at the Lava Flow, a camera crew takes cues over their headsets from a program director sitting in a Honolulu studio. He monitors students at all 3 sites via TV screens and microphones.
Stand by Lava to the center. And Lava to the center. Go Lava!
As the Argonauts work with local scientists and cultural experts, their live images are broadcast to classrooms in the United States, Mexico, Bermuda, and England, where students using the year-long JASON curriculum can watch the science in progress.
Hi, we're here chasing red-hot lava on Kilauea.
We're at the ocean cliffs of Kauai.
The full-year program includes more than 40 classroom and field exercises. They parallel the professional research projects in the field. Science teachers like Sandy Patterson from Roanoke, Virginia, appreciate the JASON Project's curriculum. She's been using it in her classroom for 3 years and says it keeps her and her students excited about science. This year, Patterson is chaperoning the students assigned to the Lava Flow.
They're learning directly from real science in the field, doing what they really do. We're not playing pretend science out here. These guys are at work doing the real thing, and their questions are generated from what they're actually doing. What they need to know is what they want to know, and they've got the best people answering those questions for them right here on the spot. School doesn't get any better than this.
The Argonauts expedition is fully funded by the JASON Project, which is supported through corporate sponsorship and donations. A single expedition can cost as much as $3 million. Next month, a new group of students travels to Maui to study stream ecology. Next year, the program takes students to Alaska, where they'll study the mysteries of its frozen features and wildlife. For NPR News, I'm Kayla Rosenfeld in Honolulu.